and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iraq and the United States begin formal talks to end the coalition mission in the country. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
The United States and Iraq held a first session of formal talks in Baghdad. The talks are aimed at winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani said in a statement that he sponsored the beginning of the talks. Washington has had a continuous presence in Iraq since its 2003 invasion. Although all U.S. combat forces left in 2011, thousands of troops returned to Iraq in 2014 to help the government of Iraq defeat the Islamic State. I'm Karen Shemas.
The situation involving attacks by Yemen-based Houthi rebels on vessels in the Red Sea and the subsequent military response by the U.S. and its allies has escalated in the last 24 hours. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Early Saturday, the U.S. Central Command announced its forces had conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile installation in Yemen. That strike came after the rebels fired on the USS Kearney, a destroyer which intercepted the missile. It was the first time the rebels had directly attacked a U.S. warship. Late Friday, the Iranian-backed Houthis struck an oil tanker, the Marlin Luanda, causing a fire which burned until Saturday. Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade, Marco Forgani, told the BBC the strike on the tanker marked an expansion of the Houthi attacks on two fronts.
From the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, so geographical extension, and also with the type of weapons. The missile used was a ballistic missile, and the Houthis started their attacks in the Red Sea using drones. So we're seeing a technological expansion and a geographical extension.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.